Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
So, how's Japan?
It's amazing. Saw Godzilla last night. And we did karaoke together.
Oh,
and then we got dinner out of vending machines.
I like that.
Just kidding.
I want to see that episode.
I'm in my office.
I thought it looked similar. I didn't.
We're recording early, but at this time in my itinerary, I will be in a city called Kanazawa. And it seems like a really cool place to be. It seems like very traditional, historic Japan. Mm. There's a castle. There's a samurai quarter. There's a geisha district. We'll be going to a geisha show. There are gardens to see. It looks really cool. I'm very excited. So
it sounds very shogun. Is that why you're starting there?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just a part of it.
You're along for the ride.
Okay. I'm along for the ride. Yeah. That's me in Japan.
You're going to have to binge watch Shogun on the way there. I just thought of that.
Okay. Maybe I will. I'll put it on my Netflix or whatever it is. I'll download it.
All right.
What are you up to? What are you doing?
I just got, can't wait to talk about this more and show people, but that thing we've been talking about making, it arrived in the mail this morning. I was not expecting this. They look awesome. And I honestly can't think of much more than like these, because it's just so exciting. But
it's cool.
Yeah. I'm floored to
start selling or pre-selling those soon. All right.
Yes.
Let's jump into the review. So it's your turn this week. You brought an article to the table and I'm ready to go. What's it all about?
So it's an article, like, this is weird that I found it here, but Tidbits, which is a Mac site of all places, had an interesting a kind of opinion piece on the importance of corporate communication. And so communication is the word to key on here. And it provided an overview of how in roughly the same amount of time, Slack and Adobe and an independent developer who created an application called Bartender, which is like a Windows management thing. There were different case studies about how they completely screwed up communicating to their user base, their customer base, and just burned through trust like an Atlas rocket trying to get to Pluto. I mean, just crazy. And so it's, the why I wanted to talk about it is, part of why we're doing this thing with Same Team is that we have lived through, worked through, and observed even more times when people don't communicate the right way. They completely blow it. And by blowing something so simple as communicating, it causes problems. It eats up time. But more importantly, now you've got to rebuild. You hope you can rebuild trust, from your mistake. And it's just, communication gets wrecked so hard when we don't invest more time to consider the audience, how much they know already. This is key. I feel like this is a key insight for me in this. What do they know already? Is this breaking news? And then to consider, what is the right way to communicate, right? So in some ways, like in the Bartender example, there was no communication whatsoever. The developer sold his company to another corporation. That corporation changed the terms of service. People didn't know about the transaction. And so in that case, like, didn't communicate at all, but with Slack and Adobe, just sent out like a PR release or something about like, hey, terms of service changed. And it just freaked everybody out. It was too much, and it was too much for the way that they did it. And so it reminds me of at Happy Cog, when you and I were working and to reduce friction between the two offices, you and I came up with an idea on how to virtualize the teams. and just completely eradicated all of the problems between the two offices. But to communicate that we were doing this, the CEO took it kind of, you know, took it in on himself to write an email. No, I'm sorry, a Basecamp post to explain what this was, how we were going to virtualize the teams, and came up with their own kind of system, how they were going to game the teams, how we were going to have like a trading system, how teams could trade, you know, designers for developers and swap people. And it just, honestly, it sounded like a nightmare. And as you may recall, this Basecamp post was like 4 feet tall. Way too complicated, way too just convoluted for anything, but, you know, let alone like, I'm going to put this in a Basecamp post, right? And you remember how many problems, how much anxiety, like people already had anxiety already because of the friction between the offices. This just like amped it up like times 10.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're also talking just about how you're using people's time every day and how they show up to work and who they work with. So yeah, all in a Basecamp post that I'm sure most people didn't even make the whole way through.
No. And so my takeaway from this, and something I'd love to hear your thoughts on, is I feel like a key lesson here, key insight, is when anxiety already exists, you've got to have a better communication strategy than how you would announce anything, you know, normally.
Yeah. I mean, of course, I also think it's probably not a bad idea to assume that anxiety does exist. Like one of the things that you said a little bit earlier was about, you kind of like why it matters, and essentially saying like knowing how much your audience knows already. I think there's anxiety in that immediately because you don't know what they know. So you should assume that they don't know everything. So you should be very thorough in the way that you communicate and very kind of open and transparent about the way you're communicating and why, right? Well, I think why is also very important there. But yeah, I tend to think that regardless, it's better to think that someone on the team, first of all, if it's a big change, someone on the team is going to have anxiety about it. If it's a little change, someone on the team's going to have anxiety about it because people don't love change. So, well, you know, take that into consideration in that scenario as well.
And to add to that, it's like, are you communicating in a different way or like on a different day at a different time, right? If you've got regular team communication and then all of a sudden you're the boss, or, you know, some leadership position, and you're coming in to make an announcement, right? That's going to, people are going to come into that just, you know, fretting what they're about to hear. Or in the case of like Adobe and Slack, people have got their hackles up about AI. It doesn't matter. Right. I mean, just that is a trigger word. And for them to suggest that there's going to be some kind of change around something to do with AI, right? It just seems like 101.
Well, and regardless, I mean, I think two different things here, right? Like communication from a product versus communication from a CEO. From communication from a product, I think there's always anxiety about the way that you use my privacy and updates and things like that, right? Like that's just, they did a poor job of communicating the things that are legal. And I think most companies do that and it sucks and they should change that. Speak to me like I'm a fifth grader, because that's basically how I communicate. On the CEO or to kind of like leader side, I think, again, it's about empathy. It's about knowing your audience, like we said, but also knowing the time and place. And so if you're rolling out a big change in your team or organization or something that impacts many people and implies a little bit of process change at the same time, yeah, you probably want to present that to them and talk about it and have slides and have a Q&A and then follow up with your written documentation.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So I thanks for the conversation. It just, it is appalling to me how like still people aren't practicing just the good fundamental basics of communication.
Like, and we're humans, right?
We are, but this is not, come on, this isn't rocket science here, right? I mean, That's sure. what frustrates me. So
I guess I'm too forgiving.
Stop being so forgiving. Let's move to the hit list. Yeah. What do you got this week?
Okay, so mine are not totally like work related or like even just like operations or design related. The first one is I just watched the movie Bratz. It's a documentary. Did you watch it? It's a documentary.
This is about the Brat Pack.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Is it good?
All right. So I love all the Brat Pack movies. Like that's right around kind of like my era, as yours as well. So like I've seen them all, love them all. I never loved Andrew McCarthy that much. And he's the one who is like, it's all about. And like, who knew that the Brat Pack, like, I didn't know that that term came out of an article written in the New Yorker. And it really like slammed that kind of like group of actors for not taking themselves seriously. And they all feel like they were slighted because of that article. So it's a little like self-indulgent in that it's like Andrew McCarthy going around to visit some of these celebrities. My favorite one, Molly Ringwald, turned him down because I think she's just like, she is successful.
She's doesn't over really it. Matter.
Yeah. But it's basically like, oh yeah, I mean, I feel like it changed the trajectory of my career, which... Yeah, that stuff can happen. I mean, it can happen in our industry too, right? Like anyone's career, like somebody can say one thing about you or your work and it not be totally justified. And then that changes your chances of getting a thing. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Interesting watch.
I was shocked, but like yourself, Andrew McCarthy was in that group because I never would have.
They include a lot of people in that group that I don't think were really in that group. But hey, whatever. He was, though. He was in like St. Elmo's Fire and other. Otherwise.
Okay. Rat Pack. I'll have to watch it.
Pretty in Pink. Yeah.
What's mine yours? is for you, knowing that you're about to get on a plane. It's an article on how to find hidden cameras while traveling.
Great.
So you're going to a country that you probably don't have to worry about this, but there it is. It is an exhaustive read. Weird, but like I said, when I came across this and I thought, hey, this is perfect. Brett's about to get on a plane. Let's
great. Don't freak
creep him out.
Yeah, great. My second one, again, I'm kind of like taking on more like bigger reading this week. I just found this article. It's just like really timely. Surgeon General this morning basically coming out saying that social media needs a warning label on the apps.
I read that.
Yeah.
I sent that to my sister-in-law. She's like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's more and more studies saying that social media impacts kids specifically mental health wise. I think it impacts everybody mental health wise. And I think it can be quite toxic. So I'm not against it. Do I think it's going to really do anything? Whatever. People in Europe smoke cigarettes and the packs are just like one big warning or like a picture of like a charred body on it. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. And people are still smoking in Europe. Yeah.
Exactly. So, well, so that's my article.
Okay. So my second one is YouTube video. Everybody's got to watch this. I defy you to watch this video and not want to change your eating habits. And it is how to make the juiciest steaks. I'm not going to tell you any more than that, but watch that and tell me that you're not. I saw this at first and I didn't believe it. And I went and bought the guy's cookbook and I'm starting
now to. Now you're talking to me about it. I sent you a picture of a steak the other night, a mushroom steak.
Yes. Yes.
And you're not tipping the hat to like, this is actually a vegan steak.
It is a vegan steak, but look at it.
So don't waste your time if you're not okay with that.
Well, no, we're all supposed to be cutting down on beef, right?
It's true.
So,
anyway. I don't eat beef, right? Yeah. I had my first mushroom steak and so I've tried a lot of the fake meats and I don't really love them. I think they all have like some kind of weird, like fake smoked flavor. Like any of the meat tastes like a burger basically, which just doesn't make sense. So anyway. I had a mushroom steak and I have to say it was delicious and the texture of it was good too.
Yeah. See, I've had one since. Good, but I haven't cooked it like this yet and I can't wait. So
yum. Awesome. All right. So check out that video. I will check that out as well. All right, let's move on to the high five. So this week, I'm actually high-fiving you because I think you released, what, the fifth?
Yep.
The fifth issue of the Dice. So Greg is writing basically a weekly kind of like newsletter slash rundown of like what he's reading and thinking about. It's super well done. It's just like, I see on your calendar that you're writing it. Like, I know that it takes time and dedication to do this. And I think you're doing an awesome job. So congrats on the Dice.
Ah, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank
Everyone
you very
should
much.
Subscribe. Brilliantcrank.com.
Yes. So my high five is just the fact, like I alluded to in the beginning, I'm holding in my very hands our first product. I didn't expect for it to arrive as soon as it did. I'm going to be sending these out to a group of very kind people who have helped us with the research of this thing. And we've got a lot. When you get back, like, rest up, because when you get back, we got a lot of work, because we're about to ready to go to market with a physical product. And it's been a while since I've done that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So high five.
High fives to all
us.
Around.
Yeah.
Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Have a good weekend while you're in Japan.
Arigato.
Future Brett. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit sameteampartners.com to schedule a free consultation with Brett and Greg. Also, follow or subscribe to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners. Share this episode with your network and submit a review. Thank you.